Welcome back to the Business of Government Hour. I'm Michael Keegan, your host, and our guest today is Dan Morgan, Chief Data Officer at the U.S. Department of Transportation. Also joining our conversation from IBM is Roxanne Ulrich. What factors, from your perspective, and what characteristics are needed to be considered when assembling an enterprise data management and engagement team?
So I think it's really important to form an interdisciplinary team. MIT has a framework called the CUBIC framework for chief data officers. And one of the most important points in that paper is that seemingly tedious data problems are often fundamentally business problems. So even though I live in the CIO organization, I'm out in front of the computer connecting with our leaders from the transportation policy organization on areas that they see as a priority, working together with our Bureau of Transportation Statistics to address cross-agency data gaps and identify opportunities for standards, and engaging with other CXOs from the front office to address some of their data issues.
Dan, chief information officers in the federal government have the CIO Council. What does the chief data officers community have? Is there a chief data officer community built yet?
So it's really organic right now. There's lots of interagency committees focused on how we treat data, right? There's groups like the Federal Geographic Data Committee that have been around for a really long time, and they've done a great deal to help treat geospatial data in a uniform way. I don't think the CDO needs to step into a group like that. There's also a lot of other committees around government that tend to look at data. Groups of domain experts like the Chief Financial Officers Council and the Chief Acquisition Officers Council and the Chief Human Capital Officers Council already have the business expertise to understand their data and how they'd like it to be treated. I see the CDO's role is really supporting those domain experts and helping to manage their data, showing them how their data connects across the enterprise and helping them to find ways to harmonize their definitions and share data more effectively.
Dan, a nice segue into this, and it's a question I'd like to ask as a follow-on, is I have the pleasure of asking many of my guests about their use of partnerships and collaboration to achieve mission results and outcomes. How, in your role as CDO, how are you doing that? How are you leveraging partnerships and collaboration?
It's really situation-based, right? Our performance management framework is really led by our chief financial officer, but it's a data-driven performance management framework, right? And so we're connecting our program owners with our data systems, with our outcome of reporting and measuring performance and being data-driven and how we perform our job as a department. These sort of thematic partnerships that really help us identify how we can use our data better.
So turning to the future, Dan, what are some of the major opportunities and challenges you think you'll face in your role in the future? And how do you envision the CDO and the department itself evolving to meet those challenges and seize those opportunities?
So the department's 30-year framework for the future of transportation beyond traffic does an excellent job of outlining some of the challenges and opportunities around the future of transportation. The framework devotes an entire chapter to the question of how will we move better? More and more, the transportation sector is relying on data to drive decisions and on technology to reimagine how we move people and goods. And I would definitely recommend digging into that report, which folks can find at www.dot.gov/beyondtraffic. I think it's a little too early to say exactly how the CDO will evolve. I've only been in the position for about 8 months now. As I see it, the CDO needs to support the traditional data management functions that are focused on our current operations. But the CDO also needs to support a culture of innovation, supporting research and experimentation with how to acquire, store, process, analyze, and share the kind of data that will be coming our way in the future. I see my role as helping us stay on the cutting edge of technology to support that and providing opportunities to learn and scale what works.
Dan, can I ask you a follow-on, another one? And it has more to do with the fact that you mentioned you've only been in the role for just over 8 months. What has surprised you most since taking on this role?
I think what's surprising is how much there is an appetite to really improve how to use our data more effectively. I think a lot of folks look at government as being sort of stodgy and stuck in its ways. They're all around the department. There are people who are looking for innovative ways to use our data. And really having me sort of on board focused on data has helped bring attention to those needs and put some energy behind them. And I think that's really going to help us get to where we need to be with data.
So, Dan, given your career, you've been in the private sector and now in the public sector as chief data officer at the U.S. Department of Transportation. What advice would you give someone who's thinking about a career in public service?
So, for me, public service is just an incredible opportunity to work on problems that are really, really broad and have such incredible scale. And there's really no other place like it. When you're flying, it's the FAA working around the clock to ensure you arrive at your destination safely and on time. We're working together with state and local governments across the country to keep our roads, railways, and pipelines safe. We're investing in cutting-edge research that enables the future of transportation to become a reality. If you're interested in making an impact on people's everyday lives and shaping the future, public service is one of the best ways to make it happen.
Right. Well, Dan, I'd like to thank you for taking time out of your busy schedule to join us today. But more importantly, Roxanne and I would like to thank you for your dedicated service to the country.
Thank you.
This has been the Business of Government Hour, a conversation with Dan Morgan, Chief Data Officer at the U.S. Department of Transportation. My co-host from IBM has been Roxanne Ulrich. Be sure to join us next week for another informative, insightful, and in-depth conversation on improving government effectiveness. For the Business of Government Hour, I'm Michael Keegan, and thanks for joining us.
This has been the Business of Government Hour. Be sure to visit us on the web at businessofgovernment.org. There you can learn more about our programs and get a transcript of today's conversation. Until next week, it's businessofgovernment.org.